You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated is on the phone line to look at the weather forecast as we head into the Christmas holiday season. Hi, Drew. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Tell me about the kinds of snow people across a good portion of the western Corn Belt might see.
Oh, my. This is quite a storm. Already sustained winds at this hour are 20 to 30 miles per hour. Gusts of 40 in Colorado and western portions of Nebraska. Starting to pick up in northwestern Kansas, we have moderate snow occurring in quite a bit of that region. A little bit of drizzle and light rainfall occurring across areas to the south and east of that. But as we go through the next 12 to 24 hours, this storm is going to race itself towards the upper parts of the Midwest and will likely see a band of significant snowfall from Nebraska into Wisconsin and parts of Michigan. And we're talking about 4 to 10 inches easily and probably some local totals in the 10 to 13-inch range for Wisconsin. Moisture content in this is going to be very good as well. We're probably going to see anywhere from a quarter of an inch upwards to 8/10 of an inch of moisture in this same area with some local totals in eastern Iowa and southern Wisconsin, maybe over an inch, about an inch and a quarter. So it's going to be a very good event in that sense, but it is going to cause a lot of travel issues overnight tonight, road closures, airport closures. It's going to be a pretty big mess, and even into tomorrow morning, a big part of the Midwest will be subjected to the strong winds. We'll have the worst of the blizzard conditions in Iowa, Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, but even northern Illinois will likely see some near blizzard conditions for a while tomorrow during the day. And it's going to be a rough travel day, so hopefully not too many people need to get out and about.
I take it that this will be a fairly wet snow. Is that correct, then? It'll be kind of hard to move around after it gets on the ground?
It is going to be a fairly wet snow. It turns colder after the event pretty much. But with the wind blowing like it's going to, the snow is going to be packed down pretty good just simply because it's going to hit the ground at a pretty good pace. So, yeah, I think there may be a pretty slick environment to deal with after this system passes through.
And then turn your attention to South America for me. Let's talk about some warmer climates.
Yeah, things down there are looking fairly good. Most of Argentina is going to see a good mix of rain and sunshine as we go forward through this next week to 10 days. Now, we still are dealing with some excess moisture in a small part of corn and soybean country. But I think as we work our way through this next 10-day period, we'll probably see a little bit better opportunities for drying between the rain events and no more of the big, heavy soakings for a little while. And that should help to get us back on track in some of those areas, and some of the field work that's behind will get a chance to maybe get caught up. It's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen. And then in Brazil, everybody's going to get rain at one time or another. The only place in Brazil that has the issue right now is in the northeast corner in minor corn and soybean production areas where it is very dry and it's going to stay that way. This is in the states of Bahia and northern Minas Gerais, and those are just not major players, so we're not terribly concerned about the situation for right now.
Anything else we ought to take a look at before I let you go?
I think in Russia's lower Volga River basin this week, we've had some very cold temperatures with no snow on the ground, temperatures below zero Fahrenheit, and I think some damage has occurred in that region. They've already suffered losses because of drought this year, and looks like we're going to come into spring with some more trouble in that region.
Thank you so much, Drew.
All right, have a good day.
Hey, you too. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.